Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we'll continue our study of Iyov, focusing on the third chapter. Three of Iyov's friends have come from afar to comfort him and empathize with him. Eliphaz Atemani, Ubildat Hashuchi, Vetzofaran Amati, Vayevadu Yachdav Lavo, Lanudlo, Ulenachamo. These three friends came from far and wide and managed to join together in order to come and comfort and share in his pain. Vayisu et einehem merachok velo hikiruhu. Vayisu kolam vayifku vayikreu ish miilo. Vayizreku afar al rashehem hashamayma. And as they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him. So they burst out crying, tearing their clothes, throwing dust on their heads. Vayishvu ito la'aretz shivat yamim v'shivat lelot ve'en dover elav davar ki ra'u ki gadel ha'ke'ev me'od. What they saw so shocked them that they too tore their garments and cried aloud and sat with him 7 days and 7 nights, stunned into silence, as they witnessed his grief and physical pain. Apparently, all those who lived closer, fair-weathered friends indeed, had abandoned him when he lost his fortune. And Iyov will bemoan those opportunists in a later chapter, as we will see. At the end of Shiva, Iyov finally breaks his silence, and in an elaborate poetic soliloquy, he curses himself, expressing regret that he was ever born and his longing for death. Chapter 3 opens, Vayan Iyov Vayomar. Ibn Ezra explains that Vayan, the Shoresh, Ana, does not signify a response to someone's comment or question. Rashi and Rabbi Yosef Kara concur and suggest that at least in this case, it indicates a raising of the voice, a loud cry in song or in lamentation, and often appears in the Tanakh before a poetic or musical selection. In this case, Iyov cries out before he begins to curse the day he was born, condemning it to primordial darkness, the choshech that existed before Hashem pronounced, "Let there be light." Yovad yom yivaled bo v'halayla amar hora gaver. Yom ahu yi choshech al yidreshehu eloka mimal ve'al tofa alav nahara. He curses the night in which he was conceived and wishes it had remained lonely and isolated, with darkness uninterrupted with the hopeful glimmer of stars or moon, and remained enshrouded in deathly silence, unbroken by cries of joy. Hine halayla hu yi galmud al tavor rinanabo. Rabbi Moshe Alshech notes that Iyov never attributed his calamity or pain to Hashem. Instead, he faults the sun and the moon and the constellations that mark the passing of time. In so doing, Iyov implies that his tragedy is not a case of reward and punishment by God or any other divine being. Rather, he attributes the death and disease, not caused by malicious people, to happenstance, as if the Creator had abandoned him and left him to capricious fate. Similarly, Metzudat David writes, Kilel yomo bechoshvo shekol mikrei ha'adam mugbalim umesudarim lefi ma'achot ha'kochavim be'et ha'leida v'ha'herayon. He cursed his day thinking that all that happens to a human being is determined and arranged by the stars at the time of his birth and conception. Neither Iyov nor his friends are privy to the deliberations in the divine court described in the previous two chapters. Iyov has no idea that he is being tested. He is trying to make sense of his experience, which defies everything he was taught and had believed in up until now. He can only draw from either his learning or his experience. Thus, Metzudat David adds that this conclusion is the only one that Iov could draw after 7 days of introspection. Ki lo matza avon be'atzmo sheyatzdik et machovo. Iov could find no sin or wrongdoing that he had committed that would justify his pain. Iov had learned that God protects those that seek him and obey his tenets. Moral people who follow God's laws can expect that their hard work will be rewarded, and their lives, however short, will be joyful and protected. In contrast, those who violate divine laws and flagrantly and willfully defy the Creator can expect punishment in this world. The ideas of recompense in a life after death, the notions of paradise or hell, or even reincarnation, do not figure in Iov's religious thought. And I may add, such notions are not explicit in the Torah as well. If God had abandoned him and life on earth, then he can only rail against an absurd life in which freedom of choice and morality have no place. And he does so in a beautiful and rhythmic lamentation. Lama lo merechem amut mi beten yatzati vaigva. Madu akidmuni birkaim umashadaim ki inak. Ki ata shachafti veeshkot. Yashanti az yanuach li. Why did I not perish at birth? Why did I not die as I came from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me and breasts that I should be nursed? For now I would be lying down in peace. I would be asleep and at rest. In his introduction to the book, Malbim explains that Iov could not attribute the loss of his children and his fortune as just recompense for wrongdoing. And at the same time, he persists in believing that Hashem is the ultimate perfect judge, and it is impossible to attribute to the omniscient and eternal God a lack of ability or will to do what is right. Therefore, he was compelled to conclude that it was not under Hashem's hashgacha that evil befell him and his family. Instead, he decided, 1, Hashem is not concerned with the actions and consequences of individuals and is not responsible for their fate, what seems to be reward or punishment. 2, since the days of creation, Hashem handed over the management and operation of life on earth to a blind system, bound by immutable laws, chok velo yavor, that cannot be changed by any person's actions. 3, all human behavior, whether righteous or cruel, seem to be predetermined by genetics and by one's environment. And finally, therefore, no person can lay claim to reward or punishment for his actions. Malbim compares human actions to that of a watermill that runs through the force of the flowing river. It would be absurd to reward the wheel when it grinds wheat kernels into flour, as it is absurd to punish the wheel if it should crush the arm of the person who comes too close to its revolving turbine. Laying the blame on predetermined fate is not just a pagan idea. We find similar expressions in the book Jeremiah. When the prophet Yirmiyahu experienced hatred and persecution by his own people, whom he tried to forewarn and hope to save from impending doom, he fell into similar despair. Like Iov, Yirmiyahu bemoaned his own suffering and futile mission in similar terms in the 20th chapter of the book of Yirmiyahu. Arur hayom asher yuladeti bo, yom asher yiladetani imi, al yehi baruch. Cursed be the day I was born. May the day my mother bore me never be blessed. What makes these curses so incredible is that the past cannot be undone. It may make sense to express a wish or pronounce a magical incantation to change the unfolding future, but it is impossible to alter what has already happened. Both Yirmiyahu and Iyov seem to blame time or the stars for their bitter fate, diverting their anger away from their parents as they long for death. So Yirmiyahu continues, Lama ze merechem yatzati lirot amal veyagon vayichlu bevoshet yamai? Why did I ever come out of the womb to see trouble and sorrow and to end my days in shame? Similarly, Iyov personifies the day and night in lieu of his mother and father who conceived, birthed, and raised him. Even in his agony and rage, he withholds from blaspheming those who loved him and nurtured him. He would never curse his mother or father. The third chapter ends with an elegy praising death as the great equalizer that provides respite from pain and confusion. There in death the wicked cease from raging, and there the weary find rest. Both small and great are there, and the slave is freed from the master. Since life is so confusing, and all his learning and assumptions about God and morality are confounded by his recent experiences, Iyov longs for death, where he hopes to find some clarity. Lama yiten le'amal or v'chayim le'marei nafesh, ha'mechakim la'mavet ve'enenu, v'yachpiruhu mimatmonim. Why is light given to the miserable, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death that does not come, and search for it like hidden treasure? Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rochel Bat Arya Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.